anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another week of The Doug and Daddy Show, the final week of January 2009. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Coming up on the program today, we're going to keep it pretty open. We're going to hit a couple of topics that maybe we haven't overly touched on before, but you're more than welcome to chime in. What should we chat about today besides the upcoming Super Bowl and what has transpired here over the last weekend in sports? 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the show anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, Derek Stinson doing the engineering of the program on this day where a few folks got the day underway a little late because of the weather. We're glad to have you with us, though. And we previewed everything that was coming up last week, and then this weekend, here it is. And Lopers, Broncos, Huskers, high school, college basketball, whatever it is you want to talk about, we're here for you today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, we'll be getting some more folks qualified for our Super Bowl tailgate bundle, brought to you by Schroeder's Smoke Foods. A chance to pick up a party platter that'll feed up to 15 with smoked pork, brats, chili, chips and cheese, all of that and more. Be listening for your chance to get qualified later on in the program today.
Doug, you know what? I'm just going to start off by saying that the Nebraska men's basketball team had a 7-point lead with not all that much time left on Saturday. Got a chance to listen to about 2/3 of the game and then see the end and the overtime of the ball game. I'm starting to wonder, I think Doc Sadler with the officials maybe just on them so much that he's not getting any calls home or away, and I wonder if he's not going to take a, maybe talk to Bo Pelini and maybe just relax a little bit during the games because he is not getting a call. And in the Big 12, when you don't get a call at home, and I'm not saying at the end of the game, I'm saying anywhere throughout the game, a call which normally is made on 11 out of the 12 courts is not made. You're the lone court out there that call's not made. And we're not talking 1-2. I'm talking 6-8, 10 times where you're like, how was that not called? And it's always against Nebraska, and I think Doc Sadler may have to relax a little bit and get off their asses because it's doing him no good. It's doing him no good. Now, at the end of the game, the one angle in which they showed, I never saw a replay of it, but I have been told that Dog and Duro did lose the ball because from the one angle at the very end of the game when they had to miss a free throw and did a very good job of that, he gets the rebound. From another angle, Dog and Duro just lost the ball. It looks from the one angle like two guys from Oklahoma State grabbed him, and the ball shot out of his hands to an Oklahoma State guy. Thus, they ran out the last 3 seconds or two and a half or whatever there was left on the clock. But forget that last call. There were several calls out during that game. And, you know, you can listen to the game and you hear Pavelka and Davidson. And Matt Davidson, who I think did a very good job on Saturday, not going over the top, but basically blasting them at every chance he got. Because I think Doc's got to relax.
Well, there's no doubt the part that I got to hear, and I didn't get to hear very much of it on the way home from conference wrestling on Saturday, but Matt Davidson was definitely, for lack of a better word, whining about every time the whistle did or didn't blow. And so obviously things weren't going the right way, and that might not be the right word to use, but you know, if you're listening, as a Nebraska fan, and you want to know from a Nebraska fan perspective what's happening. And I guess, you know, Tony, you know, teams that go to the NCAA tournament get those calls.
First of all, let's go back a little bit. How the whole Nebraska in the NCAA tournament talk got started was because across the ticker, they put the last four teams in. They've got the bracketology already figured out. one of the last four teams out that they had was the Oklahoma State Cowboys. So I just said, if you think Nebraska is going to advance or have an opportunity, they've got to win these games. They've got to steal one, which Oklahoma would have been a great steal. They didn't do that. And they've got to knock off Oklahoma State at home because it's the only opportunity they get to play them. They didn't do that either. That the only reason I ever got started, and I truly didn't think in my heart of hearts, I could care less if they go to the NIT. I won't watch that basketball. I don't watch the NIT. That does nothing for me in the big scheme of things. I want to advance the big tournament. And all I said was, if we're going to get to the NCAA, where a lot of people think this program is headed in the next couple years or couple 3 years, then we've got to knock off one of the last four teams in, which Lee Barfneck had. Oklahoma State ranked as the fifth team in the Big 12. They've got to climb to be the fifth best team in the Big 12, which that would mean knocking off Oklahoma State.
Nebraska shot just 39% on Saturday. Oklahoma State shot 55% and out-rebounded Nebraska. Nebraska was lucky to even be in this basketball game.
Where's Vlander? 1 of 9?
Well, no. Easy. See, there you go. There you go. So he has a bad game. Let's just take him out and bring in the next guy. Let's bring in Quentin Castillo. Paul Vlander's done. Get rid of Vlander. Shooting 50% from three-point land, the best three-point shooter in the nation. He had a bad day. You want to bench him? You want to blame him for the loss? Now apologize to Paul Vlander right now.
No, big players come to play in big games.
This wasn't a big game.
This is a Big 12 game. They're all Big 12.
Big game.
Step up and do something when you're called upon.
They'd be 500 if it wasn't for Paul Vlander.
Step up and do something when you're called upon.
Good God. You act like this is Duke. You act like this is Duke. So he had a bad game.
He did get fouled on three of those, so he's really 1 for 6 and should have shot more free throws.
Welcome to the Doug and God Show. Let's change the email. Can we do that, Derek?
I can try.
Okay, Doug and God, G-O-D, at God at heaven.com. Doug and God at heaven.org. It's probably run by the government. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Fire in the emails today. Let us know what you think. Nebraska men now will host Kansas on Wednesday night, a Kansas team that needs wins, a Kansas team that's not ranked in the top 25.
Well, a Kansas team that got their league cut, I believe, 66-60 on Saturday, and then they decided Iowa State was, well, Iowa State, and they just dropped the hammer on them and basically blasted them about the last 4.5-5 minutes of that ball game. But you know, just when you thought they were in doubt, hey, no, I don't want to trade Paul Vlander, but whatever happened to people stepping up and competing and getting it done?
We don't have those people. We don't have All-Americans on this team. I don't know what you're looking for. You got to play with what you got. Ought to be damn happy that Paul Vlander is any good at all.
I don't. But you find a way. Find a way, and they didn't find a way. That's all Doc wants.
Oh, they found a way. They found a way to let a 59-52 lead get away with them from 5.5 left in the ballgame. Oklahoma State hit 4 of their 7 field goals down the stretch and 4 free throws. Nebraska went 0 of 5 from the floor in the final 5 minutes. Huskers were just 1 of 9 in overtime. Let me change that. Let me go. Overall, Huskers, from the time they led 59-52, Oklahoma State hit 9 of its final 13 shots. Nebraska was 1 of 9. Held without a field goal over the final 3 minutes and all 5 minutes of overtime. 8 minutes without a field goal. Anybody could step up and make a bucket. Anybody. So, Nebraska now falls to 2-3 in the conference, and they lose a home game, and those are the tough ones when you get a chance to win at home against teams that are supposedly better than you, then get the job done and move on. As far as the Big Red goes, they will be back in action, as we said, Wednesday night when they host Kansas. 1-888-455-ESPN. Nebraska women also lost, and I think it's starting to catch up to them. I mean, neither team's deep. They've lost. Nebraska never did get the star they thought they were going to have. The women have lost the star they thought they were going to have, and they probably were playing better at the beginning of the season than a lot of people thought. But now they're 1-4 in the Big 12, and they get thumped at home by Iowa State, who is the 7th best team in the league. Nebraska was supposed to be the 8th, so they both lose. Also, the Nebraska wrestling team wins and ties yesterday. UNK basketball, the men lose both games by 5. The women split their games. Hastings College splits their games yesterday. And I guess one of the things I was thinking about as the Lopers were being defeated yesterday is that how fortunate were we 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 4 years ago? I think we started to take for granted what was going on in the sports world in Kearney. The high school teams have actually got better, while the collegiate teams and the Storm have gotten
south.
Yeah, they've went south. And there's a variety of reasons why. There's a variety of reasons why. But, I mean, it takes a lot longer to build it up than it does to take it down. And right now, injuries, transfers, a variety of other things have depleted the teams around here. And I think we took it for granted when the women were going to the national tournament, the men were going to the national tournament, the volleyball team was in the Elite Eight, the hockey team was making the playoffs and winning games in the playoffs, and now none of that. Now the volleyball team, obviously, very, very good and just in a horrid regional. The baseball team coming up. The football team, conference champions. Last couple years, not so much. Again, they're not 2-9, but we had all of that. Everybody was up. Everybody was peaking. And now there's nothing to follow if you're, you know, looking for conference championships or league championships right now. It has changed very quickly.
I think this, and I realize you get Drake Baronic, a preseason All-American on the men's team now, but you'll be hard-pressed probably ever again in UNK history to find the big people. That we had to run probably Derek Strand to Savela to Branting to Dusty Jura, you know, those guys all together. That's a pretty spectacular group to string year in, year out together and get them to play, you know, here in town and have them be Nebraska kids and local kids that come to play night in, night out and get it done over their careers.
Not as many good Nebraska kids? Is that what you're saying? And the few that are end up somewhere
I think there's some, you know what, I think there's some probably some quality Nebraska kids, but there's very few that are in that 6'8", 6'7", to 6'9" mold that those kids were. Right? And those are big, physical kids. You get kids that size, they weigh 170 pounds. They're not physical enough to play at the Division II level. To have kids that are that thick at that level was an amazing stretch for UNK.
Well, the Loper men and women will be home tomorrow night to wrap up a four-game homestand against Chadron State. Chance to pick up a couple of wins there, so if you get a chance, go out and watch them play. Hastings College, the women won yesterday. The men lost to another top 25 team in Dakota Wesleyan. They are on the road Wednesday and then back home Saturday. And as far as the Huskers, the women are on the road tomorrow at Kansas State, and as we said, the men are at home against Kansas. Wrestling team, UNK, went 4-0 yesterday. Expected to, but their last duel against 12th-ranked Wisconsin Parkside went a little closer than they thought. UNK had to win the last two matches to win that duel, 22-18. And we mentioned Nebraska, a win and a tie yesterday, giving Virginia Tech their first duel loss. And then at 6th-ranked Central Michigan, they came away with a tie. Big week for the Loper wrestlers there, Tony. Thursday, at home, New Mexico Highlands comes in, and then 5th-ranked Central Oklahoma. Now, usually it was just Central Oklahoma, but evidently Highlands must be coming through this time of the year, and so they need to find a way to get them scheduled in there. So that's two duels, Thursday at 5 and 7, and then it's off to number one UNO Saturday night. They always duel Central Oklahoma and UNO that same week, and UNO Saturday night, 7 o'clock. And we are told that will be shown on a tape-delayed basis on Nebraska Educational Television. And you want to know why? You can't. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's the same crowd, but I think you go from Lawrence Welk right to Division II wrestling.
It's a hard.
You might not be hanging on to the same crowd. You might not be able to capture the same crowd. Lawrence Welk, Division II top four wrestling right here. Welk Wrestling.
Probably
WWNET. Probably. Welkin Wrestling, Saturday night.
Probably a good chance to just break away from that, get the crowd you want. I think tape delay is probably, for the first time, a good job here.
If the only way you could watch the duel was to watch the last 10 minutes of Lawrence Welk, would you do it?
I'm voting no, but that's just me.
Just depends. Just depends if Guy and Ralna are dancing.
Oh, God, how do you know that?
Or if who's the accordion player? Milo Florian or whatever his name was. Milo Florin, something like that. Yeah, we went the wrong way. Let's take a break. When we come back, a tribute to the Storm right after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Danny will be right back.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Mike and Mike get a little bathroom humor from Mark Stink Schlereth.
What does it mean to be tough? And Mark pulled his pants and his shorts down to his ankle. Any number of people could walk in at any moment, and he said to me, see that? No one is going to say a word.
Weekday mornings, wake up to and take Mike and Mike along on your morning drive on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. Total vehicle elimination. 5 days only. January 28th through February 1st at Frontier Ford. Frontier Ford's goal is 100% credit approval with select cars as low as $99 down, $189 a month, plus tax and licensing. Over 125 new and used cars in stock. Special appraisers will be on hand to offer top dollar on your trade. Frontier Ford's 5-day total vehicle elimination sale. January 28th through February 1st. Osborne Drive West Hastings. Click on to SpadyAutos.com.
Cloudy skies continue across the area today as we'll see some light snow and flurry activity at times with accumulations of a coating around an inch by this evening. Highs will reach about 12 degrees with northeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll stay cloudy tonight with some light snow possible with an inch to upwards of 3 inches of accumulation. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 7 above.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on ESPN Radio on just a cruddy day out there. You can't get in the field today, and it's tough to do any work outside if you're a farmer, so why not use your brain and save some money, Tony?
Well, heading into that 09 growing season, 57 VO7 is rated preseason number one, followed right behind on its heels by 58 V72. That's a number two ranking hybrid this preseason, and it all comes from Dyna-Gro, the VT triple hybrids. That's corn borer control, rootworm protection, and Roundup Ready, all built right into your Dyna-Gro seed. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today, 1-800-652-9298. They're excited about the upcoming season. Get the planters out. Get them ready to go and get them ready to put Dyna-Gro in those boxes. 1-800-652-9298. Hey, VT Triple, Roundup Ready Corn. They've got it all. Soybeans, alfalfa as well. Call them today. Everlast Alfalfa people. Why do we call it that? Because, well, it lasts forever. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today. The preseason poll just came out, and that's right, 57 VO7 is rated preseason number one. Call them today.
Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Monday. Coming up later on in the week, we're going to be giving away our Super Bowl tailgate bundle. We've got some folks that are going to be joining us to talk about Pittsburgh and Arizona in the Super Bowl. Tony, things have not changed. As far as the Super Bowl goes, the line is still 7, and word is some of the early money is going on Arizona.
You know, and I think that number's not going to change because Vegas, obviously, with the big money coming in, would rather take a push than they would a loss from whatever side you want to pick. And 7's such a huge number, obviously, that they don't want to move that. I think the big money will start to roll in, obviously, this week, and I think you'll see that start to move over. They'll balance it out because I think the Steeler faithful will represent, and they're going to be proud of their team and that defense. I did not realize in the two Super Bowls that Kurt Warner has been a part of, he has averaged throwing the ball 390 yards with three touchdowns in those two. So I think this is a very, very different kind of defense, which you'll face in this one. So, but nonetheless, 390 yards in the two Super Bowls is what he has averaged throwing. So interesting stat for you there. And if he can throw over that many yards, look out. Pittsburgh may be in trouble.
Well, you were talking about bracketology, last four teams in, last four teams out. Well, that's just changed. You were talking about that. Jill Lenardi, who does all that here on the network, has just released his brand new 64 in right now. And the top four seeds are all from the East. All from the East. Wake Forest, Connecticut, Duke, and Pittsburgh. And you were talking about, well, how far west do you have to go before you start finding somebody? I said, gah. In some other sports, they wouldn't allow that to happen, that four teams that far east could all be number one seeds. And I guess in basketball, that's one of the few sports that they can allow that to happen. But right now, trying to take a look here, Louisville is listed as a number two seed. Clemson, a three seed in the Midwest with Duke, okay? Then you move on to the west, where he's got Wake Forest, the number one seed. He has got Memphis as the three seed in that region, and Oklahoma as the number two seed at 19-1.
Still not getting very far.
I know we're a long way away, but Oklahoma, give them some love. They're a number one seed. They're a number one seed in the Midwest. You know what? Sorry, one of you East Coast teams, you're a number two seed. In the East, Connecticut is listed as the number one seed. Kansas, a six, by the way. Marquette would be the three seed, and Michigan State would be the two seed. Oklahoma, Michigan State right now. Who are you taking?
Yeah, you gotta say Oklahoma.
And in the South, they have Pittsburgh as the number one seed, the number two seed, North Carolina, the number three seed, Xavier. So that's what it is right now. It'll be interesting. On the bubble, the last four in, Michigan, UNLV, Oklahoma State, and BYU. The last four out, Utah, LSU, South Carolina, and Southern California. Right now, if they started the tournament today, Joe Lenardi thinks there would be nine Big East teams in, six Big 12 teams in, Tony.
I believe somebody on this program, no way they're getting five in this year. Last week?
No, that is not what I said. That is not what I said. Maybe six. I sure didn't say five.
Oklahoma State was the fifth one. That's what we're trying to advance to.
If we could get Nebraska to six, at 8-8. I did not say the Big 12's not getting five teams in. Go ahead, go back, check the tape. I have no problem with that. I will bet lunch on that. I know I did not say that.
All right, we'll check that out.
Let's see. They got Texas in there. I'm trying to scan this real quick. They have Texas right now. It would be a four seed in the Midwest. Other Big 12 teams. Wow. Still looking. Oklahoma, we said, would be the two seed in the Midwest. Oklahoma State, 12 seed in the East. Kansas, a six seed in the East. And then in the South, Missouri would be an 8 seed right now. And we beat them. And also Baylor would be a 7 seed.
When you're pull out your West bracket, when you're looking at the West, obviously with UCLA, would have been a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament the last couple years with their great run. And we're just talking about where the teams are located across. Well, how far down do you have to go in the West bracket to actually get a West Coast team in there?
Oh, in his fantasy land here, let me look, west, okay, there's west. One is Wake Forest, two is Oklahoma, three is Memphis, four is Illinois, five is Georgetown, six is Butler, seven is Minnesota, eight, Washington, to be a true west team, Florida, nine.
Who rounds out the bracket?
Florida State, 10. Utah State, 11. BYU, 12. And then you got all those slug conference champs coming in.
So you got Utah State, BYU, and Washington, and they're all lower seeds.
And then you go Oklahoma and Minnesota as, you know, pseudo. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the armor lining. And if you're sliding around and smacking around, you might need a few dents pop by the time this weather's all over. Get back to the fine folks for a free estimate on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Trenton Kearney says, I watched that entire game, talking of Nebraska, Oklahoma State, and it was apparent that the refs were not favoring Nebraska. Travis Ford is cut from the Patino mold, in which they foul every time and make the refs either extend the game by calling fouls all day or call an occasional foul. Doc should not calm down. Does Coach K or Crybaby Roy Williams hammer officials? You bet they do. A tape should be sent to the Big 12, and if it takes Sadler getting run out of a few games, then so be it. Yeah, and again, you can't get run out of the game Saturday because it's close.
Right.
And it's tough because you can't do it, and they were winning most of the time, so there you go. Here's one that is addressed to Doug and God at heaven.com. This comes from El Nino in Cozad. UNK is losing recruiting the tall, athletic basketball players to the corporate giants of Division One. If there are any kids 6'6 or taller, it seems, would rather go to Nebraska or Creighton and sit for a couple years but be able to fire up three-pointers on the wing as tall wings, then stand underneath the bucket and play with their back to the basket. I blame some of the height issues to the Division I programs on selling the kids on potential and then dumping them when they don't live up to the potential, but mainly to the three-point line. Realize that Nebraska is recruiting in-state also now, and if that were the case years ago, maybe Daddy, a.k.a. God, would have been a Husker hoopster.
Yeah, I'm sure I would have been.
You'd have probably been in the same class as Richard Van Poltergeist.
That's a great name for the past.
What a piece of garbage he was. If your gear for basketball is garbage, why don't you get some new gear at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week just to be there for you with great specials. Whether you're playing varsity, whether you're intramurals, or whether the kids are getting ready for travel basketball time, Misco's can help you out. If you're running the team, they can outfit everyone from head to toe with reversible jerseys, shooting shirts, warm-ups, and coaches' shirts. If your child or someone needs some new equipment, how about basketballs from Wilson, Nike, or Spalding, and every pair of new shoes in the store right now, $10 off. Do we know how much you take off the used shoes in the store? Nothing?
No.
Misco Sports, open 7 days a week. See Steve and the gang on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Daddy, the Tri-City Storm has lost 16 consecutive games.
Losing is a disease. As contagious as polio, losing is a disease. As contagious as syphilis, losing is a disease. As contagious as bubonic plague.
What do you do? What do you do?
You know, the bad part about this is you're recruiting young kids. They knew they would have a young team. But unfortunately, in the recruiting process, they don't let you take a kid to a doctor, split his chest open, and looking at his heart. Because they've got about three kids playing, and the rest, whether they're not able to compete at this level, don't want to compete at this level, or whatnot, they're not finding the heart to get out there and compete for this team. The season's over. What sucks is because we're only just over. I mean, if you're looking at a percentage-wise, we got about 53 or 54% of the season gone. Derek, you got about 45% left, roughly?
Yeah, about 28 games, I think.
They play 60, right? So they got 25 to go. They're 6-29. And unfortunately, now, and it's still not right now, they're home Friday, but still they've got a lot of games to play on home ice, and you have to wonder how well-attended that will be. It needs to be well-attended to help get this team on to 2009-10 season.
Yeah, I mean, it's this season's done. And, you looked a lot of times, you know, maybe 10 games left in the season. You say, boy, it's a long season, and, well, we didn't get it done, but there's 10 games left. We're out of it. We got to play for pride. Well, these kids didn't play for pride 8 games ago. How are they going to play for pride now?
It's tough. And the Storm will be at Omaha tomorrow. and then they come home to face off with Lincoln Friday, and then it's off to Lincoln on Saturday. Tomorrow night's game is a makeup game. When they were up and stuck in Fargo that weekend, they were supposed to come back play Omaha in December, but got snowed in, and that didn't work out so well.
Like syphilis.
Back after this. It's contagious. Back after this. Thanks the credit to the natural. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Hey, it's Colin Cowherd. All your important files are on your office computer. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or a flash drive, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. Not my style. Total hassle. My recommendation, what I've done, go to my PC, and you can remotely access your office PC from any computer. All you do, go to mypc.com, and your office desktop instantly appears. Go to my PC is brought to you by Citrix. It lets you take your office with you wherever you go. I set it up in under 2 minutes. It's as secure as online banking. Go to my PC. I want you to try it free today. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial. This offer only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit gotomypc.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. It's effortless. It's secure. It takes only 2 minutes. There's no reason not to use gotomypc.com.
Got stuff in the closet you'd like to sell? When you're a Power 99 Loyal Listener Club member, classifieds are free at kkpr.com.
Cloudy skies continue across the area today as we'll see some light snow and flurry activity at times with accumulations of a coating around an inch by this evening. Highs will reach about 12 degrees with northeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll stay cloudy tonight with some light snow possible with an inch to upwards of 3 inches of accumulation. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 7 above.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Pleased to welcome a new sponsor to the Doug and Daddy Show, our friends at The Boathouse. Did you ice fish this weekend, Daddy?
I did not, but I want you to know, north of Grand Island on Highway 281, they want you to know that they have waxworms. They're the only place in Grand Island that has waxworms. Any winter fisherman knows that waxworms are the number one bait used for ice fishing. Hey, they also want you to know they carry three sizes of minnows, small, medium, and large. So stop by the boathouse.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Aren't all minnows small?
That's an interesting dichotomy of information you just provided people.
Well, fisher of men.
There's bigger ones. The little babies, yes, they're different sizes. I will agree with the boathouse on this one.
Well, I know the boathouse is right. I just thought all minnows were small.
They are smaller than chubs. I used to call my friend Eric Minnow, and he would call me chub because I'm bigger than him.
Wow.
Now, if it's the time of year to start thinking about getting that boat ready for spring and you need any parts or any repairs, the boathouse is there to help you as well. Or if you need to purchase any boat, used boat, or if you're just planning on getting the boat out this year, stop by the boathouse today or log on to theboathousegi.com for more information. North of Grand Island on Highway 281, they have just moved north of Grand Island to 281. We welcome the boathouse and like to talk about waxworms on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You know, it stinks because you get ready, you're saying, oh, finally a nice day of weather. Let's go out and use the boat. Oh, I didn't get it ready. Don't you hate wasted days out on the water? Actually, days that are wasted because you're not out on the water.
That stinks.
Check the boys out at the boathouse. Number one, people. Number one. Jim from GI, and you mentioned this off-air, Daddy. What are your thoughts about the coach of the team that won 100-0 getting fired? I have a brother coaching girls here in Nebraska that won 93-11 without even trying. The number of girls on varsity in D2 is slim, and all the bench warmers played a bunch, but when the other team comes down the floor and hands the ball to you, what can you do? The girls passed up plenty of wide-open shots and never even pressed the whole game. I just think when a team knows what to do with the basketball, goes against a team that doesn't have a clue, you're going to get an ugly game. The coach that should be fired is the team that never scored. They haven't won a game in 3 years. Jim from GI, your thoughts.
Well, It's different. I think it's different when you're talking about a regular competitive varsity basketball game. If you're talking about playing a basketball team versus disadvantaged or mentally handicapped, which supposedly these kids had, the school was for some...
I don't think mental. I think they were for kids with problems. It was like... I think it was more like playing kids that, say, YRTC here in Kearney had a varsity...
Okay, I don't know the specifics on that. At one time, I thought it was a... They were...
Whatever.
Whatever. When it gets to a certain point, that team in Texas pressed. The mother has said, we probably could have taken the press off. You think... I mean, that's almost to the point of ridiculous when... Why would you do that? I mean, that's not sport.
I know, and don't give me the excuse that, well, the younger kids have to learn how to play, too. That's what JV is for.
Yeah.
That's what practice is for. And besides, you're not beating everybody on your schedule that bad. If you're beating somebody 100-0, you're probably thumping most of the teams you're playing.
And we've all played with, you know, it's Christmas and you're playing with little brothers and little cousins and stuff. Whatever happened to just putting a hand up? You don't reject every one of your cousin's shots.
You set in a 2-3 zone and you let the clock run and you take shots and you don't necessarily let them shoot, but you set in that 2-3 zone and see if they can at least get some shots up.
Right, but let them get the shot off. You don't throw it to the 18th row every time.
Well, if your backups are in, you probably don't have people in there that should be able to do that. But you're looking at that, and we touched on this last week. There's much more disparity now between the best team in a class and the worst team in a class. I mean, the bad teams are flat out just don't ever have interest in basketball. You wonder how they're able to get as many kids out at some of these schools as they do get out. And then you have let's face it, there's 300 and some schools, programs in the state of Nebraska. That means every program has to have a coach. That doesn't mean every program has somebody that wants to coach that sport or knows a whole lot about it either, through no fault of their own. I mean, you want a teaching job, well, you need to coach, our varsity basketball or our cross country team or our, whatever we might have here at the school. You gotta take over the track guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go run and jump. I'll coach him. I mean, I'll take him and I'll get him in the van and I'll get him there. I mean, that happened a lot with wrestling. I don't see it quite as much anymore, but, some schools that were large enough needed a wrestling program but had nobody on staff that could coach it, and you just kind of hope that everybody got through it.
Well, I think happened to Bertrand. I think my friend Brent Streeter was a wrestling coach for a couple years over there and got some kids that were wrestlers in high school, obviously, to help him because Brent knows very little anyway, but he knows even less about that, but... It's no fault of his own.
Doesn't know how to get a two-point conversion either. Speaking of wrestling, over the weekend, plenty of action was going on. I had a chance to go watch the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, and Wood River did it. They did it by 46.5 points, 196.5 for Wood River. They repeat as conference champs. And then it got very interesting. Second through fourth were decided and divided by two total points. St. Paul had 150, Kearney Catholic 149.5, and Adams Central 148. Gibbon then finished in fifth. A couple of nice stories from over the weekend. Brandon Starkey from St. Paul, four-time conference champ. I don't care how good you are or how, whatever. I mean, he's a four-time champ. Michael Klingensmith, Kearney Catholic, not able to be a four-time champ. He finished third as a freshman, but broke the Class C all-time win mark at Kearney Catholic and in the state of Nebraska. Obviously, he has won more matches in Class C than any wrestler in state history. He now sets at 151 as they get ready for their event this weekend. So a couple of the bigger stories from the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament. Then over at the Centennial Conference Wrestling Tournament, where Hastings St. Cecilia, Grand Island Central Catholic competed in that, and Boys Town ran away with that. Central Catholic was fourth. Hastings St. Cecilia finished in fifth. Hosted by GICC. So most of the guys have another couple of weeks, and we get into the districts and, of course, state tournament, which we'll have for you complete coverage on ESPN and all of our network of stations.
Doug, I think we were talking this weekend about you go back to the old days, and once again, I'm not a wrestler, never have been a wrestler, don't understand much about the sport at all. But there seems to be, back in the day, when 100 wins was a big deal. That is
a benchmark.
A benchmark, yes, which very few people accomplish.
300 wins in baseball, benchmark. You can go to whatever sport it is. You know, it used to be 1,000 yards rushing in football. It's not that anymore. You know, 300-yard passing game, 100-yard rushing game. Even today, that's a pretty good game. There's benchmarks out there, and it used to be 100 career wins in wrestling was a benchmark, and very few people, only the elite of that school's history, ever reached 100 wins.
Now, with the way... You know, we were talking to some people and said there was a kid, I believe it was from Mitchell, that before Christmas was 22-0. They're just getting the opportunity to wrestle more matches now. So they're not taking anything away. If you've accomplished 100 wins lately, it's still wonderful. Great job. We're happy for you. But there seems to be that benchmark seems to need to be raised. And I don't know. I don't claim to know what the number is. Maybe wrestling folks out there can chime in 1-888-455-3776. There seems to be, whether you want to raise it to 130, because really, and Doug, I believe you said this, all 100 wins now proves is you stayed healthy for 4 years.
Or even three.
Or even three, yes.
The basis is, it used to be you couldn't, even if you went all the way to the state tournament and wrestled as many as you couldn't get 40 matches in a year. Well, now that's not a problem anymore. So 40 times 4, 160 matches. So you're 160. Big whoop. I mean, when we were talking back in the day, your career record would be 103-10.
Yeah.
Now that's something. You wrestled 113 matches, you won 103 of them. I think there's a lot of other, you know, there's other benchmarks like that in sports as they evolve, and there's more to do out there. With the invention of the three-point line, it's kind of curious. Scoring has went down since the invention of the three-point line, but you would have thought it would have went up. You know, there would have been more chances for kids to average more points per game, per season, per career, and that's hardly happened anywhere.
Bill Holliday still upset the three-point line wasn't there because
yeah,
it would have been an even crazier record than it already is, but... Yeah, if you wrestle 160 matches and you're 102-58 and there's a parade in your honor, is it really that good?
Exactly. You won 2/3 of your matches.
Right. Which I don't know what the mark should be. I'd say it was so uncommon back in the day with the lack of matches. I mean, I think that deal's gotta be raised up to, you know, over 4 years, I think it's gotta be raised up to 140 almost. Because I don't, you know, I just think.
Well, 125 at least. 125 at least. That way you're averaging 30 wins for 4 years, approximately. Take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll get to more of your email if you send them to us. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after this.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Hi, we're back with Worry Line. Who are we talking with?
It's Cameron.
Cameron, what's worrying you today?
I'm freaking out.
Really? You don't sound like you're freaking out.
I know. That's what's freaking me out.
Okay, try and calm down.
I am calm.
So what's making you so calm? It's your mother, isn't it?
No, Mom's cool. It's my Volkswagen.
Oh.
It came with carefree maintenance.
And this has made you feel different, hasn't it?
Totally. Mm-hmm. I used to worry about my car all the time, but now I don't. What is happening to me?
I think you may be having an anti-anxiety attack.
A what?
Yes, it's an overwhelming sensation that everything is totally under control.
Okay, what do I do?
Nothing. There's no problem.
Cool. I guess I don't need you.
What? Hello?
Stop into your local Volkswagen dealer and ask about the Carefree Maintenance Program. No charge scheduled maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first, on all 2009 Volkswagen models. Peace of mind. It's what the people want.
The Carefree Maintenance Program covers the vehicle's scheduled maintenance during the terms of the new vehicle warranty at no additional charge. Some limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Lace them up. It's basketball time.
The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Chief Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the polar bear club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
Cloudy skies continue across the area today as we'll see some light snow and flurry activity at times with accumulations of a coating around an inch by this evening. Highs will reach about 12 degrees with northeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll stay cloudy tonight with some light snow possible with an inch to upwards of 3 inches of accumulation. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 7 above.
Well, lunchtime's coming up. Where can you go, relax, enjoy a variety of great food, and watch all the sports highlights from the weekend? Well, that's right, the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island, where they have lunch specials every day. And since they're open 7 days a week, they've got great food and drink specials every night. Don't forget to watch the big game this Super Sunday and stop in to warm up with their special menu item for the month of January. Their feature is pheasant chowder. If you haven't tried it yet, make sure you do so in this final week of January. And while you're sitting there having some chow and maybe playing some Keno, watch any sport you want on their high-definition televisions all over the place. There's not a bad seat in the house, and you can catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. If you are not into just some appetizers, you want something big to eat, they've got pizza, small pizza, single pizza, or the big family-sized pizza, burgers, ribs, steaks. Maybe you just want a salad for lunch. It's all there for you at the Chicken Coop. Try it for lunch today or any day because they are open 7 days a week, noon and night, at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Yeah, I just found it from our friend Bob Hamer's column in today's Grand Island Independent. One of the girls' parents says, I think the bad judgment was in the full court press and the three-point shots.
When it was 100 and, well, whatever it was.
You think? You think? Speaking of bad judgment, Pat Perez won the golf tournament.
And again, I must just blank things out.
I got to think that Pat Perez probably shot a whole lot of other 61s on the PGA Tour. But you go out there and think, man, I'm feeling pretty good. You look up at the leaderboard and go, these guys are right on my heels.
Oh, he's got no chance to win. Play more of that. Play more of that.
I got to think that Pat Perez probably hasn't shot a whole lot of other 61s on the
from
PGA
Thursday's
Tour.
Thursday's show.
But you go out there and think, man, I'm feeling pretty good. You look up at the leaderboard and go, these guys are right on my heels.
Oh, he's got no chance to win.
I got to do this the next 2-3 days to get any sort of lead.
It's amazing. The Bob Hope Chrysler Classic, where they always go deep, 27, 29, 35, 36 under. You know, that's what you're going to be looking at because it's a five-day tournament.
So it was a throwaway line.
But if Steve Stricker wouldn't have had a Doug Duda-type moment there, he'd have won that golf tournament going away. Woohoo!
Steven.
7 over on 2 holes. Even I could step up and try and meet that challenge. I'm not saying I wouldn't meet it or exceed it.
Yeah. Everybody else is under par plus six.
77? 77?
And still gets third or fourth or whatever you got.
I'm not sure anybody shot 77 the whole tournament in any round.
What did he finish, fourth?
Yeah. Nobody remembers who finishes fourth, Tony.
I know, but we should look up and how much money he still won by shooting seven over.
Hey, also, we don't talk enough about this over the weekend. Kind of a little bit of a boxing upset over the weekend.
Derek had
a chance to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I was over at a buddy's house who has HBO, and we picked up the Sugar Shane Mosley against Antonio Margarito fight. Mosley, a 4-1 betting dog. Margarito going into the fight, a 4-1 betting favorite, and Mosley absolutely handled him. Probably didn't lose a round, KO'd him in the eighth. It was brutal, I tell you what.
Mosley even weighs in overweight, has to go run, I believe, to make weight.
Yeah, but the big controversy is they had to retape Margarito's hands three times before the fight, and they found
plaster.
Yeah, they found plaster basically in his tapings,
a plaster-like substance,
which would cause the substance
harder.
To get harder with perspiration, with sweat, and with anything else that wet that would get on it makes it get harder, which could be a reason why he was able to cut Miguel Cotto so bad in Margarito's last fight against Miguel Cotto, where he just destroyed Cotto. Cotto was bleeding all over the place. But I tell you what, Saturday night, Mosley handled his business.
Well, we got a boxing fan out there. Our friend Russ likes to watch boxing. Now he's an MMA fan, and he was just adamant that...
And blackjack champion.
Oh, and blackjack champion at the
world.
Olivia Rodriguez, a fun... fundraiser yesterday, so congratulations, Russ, on that. But, man, did he have that fight wrong. He thought Mosley was going to get hammered.
Mosley looked so fast. His hands, he had much faster hands. He was most of the time the first one to the punch, and any time he got hit, he was on the counter. He threw better combinations, landed more punches, outboxed him.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Breaking news, Daddy. Breaking news. I know we can't get to the main lobby at 100 adjacent lobby, Main Plaza, Kansas City, Missouri. The Royals have signed one of their players to a 4-year extension.
Well, it can't be. It's got to be the pitcher. It's got to be. Well, I mean, it's got to be. To keep one of the young talents around.
The Kansas City Royals today signed right-handed pitcher Zach Greinke to a 4-year contract through the 2012 season. Consistent with club policy, terms of the contract were not disclosed. So I guess check the Kansas City Star to find out what it was. Greinke went 13-10 with a 3.47 ERA and 32 starts for Kansas City last season, which is like a 1.4 throwing for, say, oh, the Yankees. So there you go. Greinke, his ERA was the lowest. Here it is. Let's get you signed up right now. Super Bowl tailgate bundle, 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. Greinke's 3.47 ERA was the lowest since this Royals 3.4 mark in 1997. Which Kansas City Royal, and I mean they have to be starting pitchers, so don't go relief pitchers, who had the lowest Kansas City Royal ERA for the last 11 years until Zach Greinke busted it up?
Will you know this name? I mean, will it be?
Oh, yeah.
This will be obvious.
Yeah. Get a couple people signed up, Derek, if they know it. Get a couple people.
We only got one qualification per person on this.
Yeah, one qualification per person, folks. So remember that. One qualification per person. This Kansas City Royal had a 3.40 ERA in 1997, the lowest for the team, and Zach Greinke comes up with a 3.47, so it's still the lowest for the team in that time period. Fairly easy.
One of those names.
About the only Royal that could pitch his way out of a paper sack after the World Series. So I saw this guy have a no-hitter against Roger Clemens for 7 2/3 innings, I think it was. A doubleheader.
Big, strong bull.
That's right.
Kind of an ape.
So, there you go. Try to get signed up for our Super Bowl tailgate bundle. We will be giving that away on Thursday's show from Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Find out more at schroedersmokedfoods.com. They will feed up to 15 folks with this party platter with smoked pork loin, brats, chili, chips, cheese, all that to get your Super Bowl party really rolling on this Sunday.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, Doug, Pittsburgh has landed in Tampa. They showed that earlier, getting off the airplane, and the Cardinals expected to arrive at 1:45. That is Central Time, I believe 2:45 Eastern Time today. So Media Day will be held tomorrow, and we continue to effort guests and try and get somebody live from Tampa to speak with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
By the way, Danny Nee was on the show a couple of weeks ago before going into the Basketball Hall of Fame. He was talking with some more Nebraska sports folks. He would love to come back to Nebraska and be part of the fundraising, be part of whatever they need him to do. If Nebraska offered Danny Nee a job today, he would be here. Your thoughts?
Let's get him.
We got a couple winners, or what do we got, Derek?
Yeah, we do. We have Bill from Deschler and John from Hastings, both new. Kevin Apier.
Kevin Apier, 3.40 ERA back in 1997. The Royals' first-round selection in the 02 draft. Zach Greinke currently resides in Orlando, Florida. Good place, I guess, to hang out in the offseason.
Perfect place. Perfect place. I just drive over to Tampa and take part of the Super Bowl festivities.
Outstanding. So glad. Glad. So glad.
Have you changed your opinion anything on the Super Bowl, Doug? Or
my opinion right now is Pittsburgh's the better team. They should be able to shut down Arizona's run game, make Kurt Warner throw the ball. They can't turn it over. They have to shut down the run game. Pittsburgh should win this game. They should win by more than the total. I don't know. It's just, I don't see where Arizona can blow up Pittsburgh. I just don't see it. Special teams?
I think it's going to be key for Arizona not to settle for 3 points. When they get ready to score, they've got to put the ball in the end zone. I think that could kill them. We'll see you tomorrow, 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!